some log.
The Planet Man. The Planet Man.
This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man.
Some log.
Hi, this is Jill, box 161. Just looking for some hot conversation out there. Get back to me.
Dantro the Planet Man and Barrel the Robot had discovered the power plant for the whole graveyard planet deep under the surface in the hidden city of the Insect Men. Slats, Rura, and the Mardi rescue fleet, caught in the magnetic field, are slowly being drawn to the surface of the planet where an army of Insect Men waits for their ships to crash. Barrel is staying to blow up the power plant while Dantro rushes to free the Insect Men's prisoners.
Hello, Barrel. Can you still hear me? I'm almost at the barracks.
Be careful, Planet Man. There must be guards watching the prisoners.
No sign of them yet, Barrow. The Insect Men must have stripped the city of every available inhabitant to go to the surface and fight the Mardi fleet.
Are you sure the prisoners are in that building?
Well, I'll know in a minute. The doors are locked, but I think my disruptor will take care of that. Now, that did it. Brought part of the building with it, too, and not a guard in sight.
Maybe you have the wrong building.
Maybe. Wait. No, I can see the prisoners now. They're locked in cells, like animals or criminals. Now move on. Quiet, all of you. I'm a friend. Is there any among you who can speak or understand me?
I understand your tongue. You must have been in the ship that our expedition encountered. We left you one of our robots.
What's your name?
My name is Grig. I was the commander of the ship that landed near yours. How did you get here? Where are the Insect Men?
There's no time to explain now. Are there spacesuits for those others and yourself? You'll need them when we get to the surface.
Yes, but they're locked away.
Where?
At the end of the building. If you have a heat projector or a disruptor, we can get them. But what good will it do? The Insect Men outnumber us 1,000 to 1, and we have no weapons.
Never mind that now. Quickly, tell some of these others to take my heat projector and free the rest. You come with me to where the spacesuits are. Have them follow as soon as they can.
Immediately. You there. Manti.
Hey.
Corey.
Barrel, can you hear me? I found them. It's all right. And some members of your expedition are among the prisoner slaves.
I have been listening on my communicator. It is good, Planet Man. Now you must hurry and get them to the surface. In 34 minutes, I will destroy this power plant. It will probably take the planet with it. You must be aboard those ships and ready to blast off into space by then.
We'll do it somehow, Barrow. Isn't there some way you can follow us?
Not a chance. This graveyard planet must never again trap the ships of another race. Hurry.
Right. Grig the spacesuit room. Quickly.
It's just a little way. Down this corridor. There, that door.
Stand back. I can't waste time. I'm going to use full power.
There, that's it. Here come the others. All of you in there. Quickly. Down spacesuits.
You too, Grig. And get the men outside. I'll meet you there. I'm going to see if I can find some weapons. There must be an armory in here. And don't waste a moment. We only have a short time to get to the surface.
I don't know how much longer the Alpha can take this punishment. With her drive on full, pushing away from the planet and that magnetic field dragging her down, something's liable to give any time.
All the other ships are under the same strain, but they reported that they've all definitely slowed down the pull of the field.
We've dropped to 4 miles again.
And at our rate of four, we'll land in about 7 minutes. You understand the plan?
You mean about the formation we'll take up on the ground?
Yes. The fleet will land in a circle with this ship at the center. That way, all our rays and turrets can be trained.
Okay, I understand it.
Let's hope it succeeds.
You can say that again. Boy, I'll bet we're heading for trouble with a capital T.
Meanwhile,
You think there's a gravity lift to the surface in that shaft ahead?
I know there is. It's the one the insect men use when they take us to work on a wrecked ship in the surface, so I hope it's still in operation.
Well, we'll soon know. Are all the men armed?
Yes. Oh, it's a lucky thing you found the weapons room. I've never seen such a mixture of weapons in my life. Why, they're like these slaves from all over the galaxy. But they work, and now at least we can fight if we have to.
Beryl. Beryl, everything all right?
Don't worry about me, Planet Man. Get to the surface. I think you'll be needed there when the fleet lands.
All right, Beryl. Well, look, Greg, there's the lift, and it's still working. Come, we haven't a second to waste.
Feet. We'll be down in a couple of minutes.
Oh.
Did you hear me, Aurora? I said we'll be down in a couple of minutes. Hey, what are you looking at?
Come see for yourself on the screen.
Huh?
I'll take over the controls.
Okay, I've been wondering what that place down there looked like anyway. Wow, look at that reception committee. There must be thousands of them. Can't make out much from here, but it just doesn't look good.
Wait, I'll switch on the magnifier screen.
Yeah. Hey, insects, thousands of them. They must be 10 feet high.
Yes, and look at what they've got with them.
Holy smokes, tanks, mobile projectors, everything under the sun. Well, there's stuff down there I never dreamed existed. They're just waiting for us to land.
We'll oblige them in a minute
now. Can't we switch on our protective shielding? We're going to need it.
We're using every ounce of power to resist the pull of the field. If we use some of it to put out our shield, we'll drop and crash.
You mean we can't use the shield until we're on the ground? Suppose they don't wait. Some of those rays can pick us off in the air.
If they were going to do that, they would have done it by now. No, I think they're going to try to take the ships intact. And that they shall never do while one of my crews is still alive.
Thousands of insect men waiting for the Marty fleet. Can Slats and Rora strike the first blow and perhaps gain the advantage? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off.
When we left Slats, Rora, and the Mardi fleet, they were about to land on the insect planet amid its ravenous army of creatures. In the meantime, Dantro has freed the slaves of the insect people and is leading them to the surface of the planet where they can engage the insect men in battle before their full fury is brought against the oncoming Mardi fleet. Dantro is talking to Grick, the leader of the slaves.
How much further is it to the surface, Grick?
About half a mile.
Where does this let us out? I mean, on what part of the planet's surface?
Near that graveyard of ships. We were taken there to help strip them of equipment after they were trapped.
A graveyard of ships. That's where Sacro and his survivors are.
You mean the crews who escaped being captured?
You know about them?
Well, we knew they existed, but we never saw them. They must have hidden when the insect men brought us there to work. But some of their members have been captured from time to time, and so we knew.
I wonder. Listen, Grig, I don't know what we're going to run into up there. I'm counting on the Mardi rescue fleet being about somewhere. But we'll have to fight our way to it. We'll need all the help we can get. The men here have extra arms.
You mean to arm those hidden in the graveyard, eh?
Exactly. If we can find them.
Oh, we'll know in a moment. Here's the top end of the lift.
Tell your men to wait here in the tunnel. I'll go have a look around. And be ready to come when I call you.
We'll be ready for anything.
Stand by to land. Quick, Roar, the protective shield.
Not a second too soon, Flat. Look!
Huh? Jump them sunspots. If we hadn't gotten that shield on, they'd have finished us off for good. They've got every piece of equipment trained on the Alpha.
Will the shielding hold?
Not for long with what they're pouring on, but your ships will be landing around us and they'll have to divert some of their stuff to them.
I'll watch for them.
Good. I'm going to see if I can pay those insect men or whatever they are back. Here's a little insecticide for you, boys. Hey, you see that? There's one projector we won't have to worry about. Yeah, there goes a tank. Say, I'm beginning to enjoy this.
Careful, Celeste. The rest of the fleet is dropping around us now. You better hold your fire. You might hit one of our own ships.
Just one more, Laura. There's a disruptor over there that's just begging for a little heat. Yeah, that did it. Look at her burn. Hey, there must be some oxygen out there.
No time to check the analysis now. Hold your fire, Celeste.
Yeah, I'm holding it. In the middle of the circle here, we can't do any fighting back.
I'm afraid we'll get our chance, Slett.
Are you worried? The stuff you got aboard that fleet, we ought to be able to whip them hands down.
There's only one trouble, Slett. That field is slowly draining all the energy out of our converters. Soon there won't be enough left to fight and maintain our protective shields, and when that happens, we're going to be at their mercy.
You serious, Roar?
Dead serious. But there is one thing we can do, Slett. Destroy the planet. We have atomic charges that can do that.
What about Planet Man? He's out there somewhere.
Yeah, that's why I've held off giving the order to use the Planet Busters. I'll wait until the last minute, but then I've got to do it. Even Planet Man's life can't be put against this entire fleet, Slat.
Well, you can't destroy the planet. How about these ships? Won't they go too?
No, we can protect ourselves against its effect. In the meantime...
It's awful, just awful. I can't even fight back. Dantrell! Dantrell, where are you?
You see what's happening out there, Greg. The insect men have the Mardi fleet surrounded. There's my ship, the Alpha, in the center.
Sacro is bringing his men. He's going to join forces with us.
Good. As soon as he gets here, we'll move out.
Do you think we have a chance against all those insect men? Besides being outnumbered, they've tanks and mobile ray batteries. We have only hand weapons.
I'll tell you something now I didn't want you to know before. In 10 minutes, this planet will be destroyed. Barrel, the robot you left with us, is going to set off the power plant. If we aren't aboard those ships by then, Greg, we'll go with it. No matter what the odds are, we've got to fight our way through. And if we don't... It'll be all over in 10 minutes.
Time seems to be running only one way, out. How can our friends overcome these great odds? The horror of the insect man. We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
Hey, no, Och ett räkor och dricker sån här vitt vin till räkorna, vet du. Och vet du vad vi ska göra imorgon? Jo, vad ska vi göra imorgon?
Plocka lingon!
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.
On my spot.